Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, and we should be live and up and at it. Today is August 24, 2018. Yours truly, Raven 98 here, and
good morning, TNT. How you guys doing? And yes, we are super fantastic. And what? And fantastic what?
Oh, fantabulous-er. Fantabulous-er
right.
To the nth degree.
There we go. Everybody can hear us. We're all good to go, right?
Murphy's Law or no Murphy's Law. We're good.
That's right. So, before I start, I sent out a tweet saying we had a lot of news, all the good news. Unfortunately, we got to do the good, bad, and the ugly. So, for the bad and ugly, and then I'm going to just do the good. Here's the bad part. Well, first of all, let me change it up. Thank you, everybody, for the text and everything about my son and everything, and I appreciate that, and he is getting better. I appreciate it, and people who send him the cards and stuff are giving to him. So thank you guys for doing all that. Now, last Monday, I told you guys that, you know, I got doctor's appointments I have to go to. I got to go do things with him, and unfortunately, they scheduled them on Wednesdays and Fridays. So I'm telling you guys this for a very good reason. First of all, we got 7,000, 8,000 people on this call. We tweet out to over 137,000 people. You can look at Twitter, and you can see the recordings when they want to and everything else. So when I see people tweeting and saying that, you know, they're upset because we didn't do a call or the call hasn't gone through, and, you know, the reason that we're not doing a call is because Ray is traveling or Ray is doing his class and you know, stuff like that. Even if it don't piss Ray off, it pisses me off anyway, because I clearly explained why we weren't doing the calls. And we got 8,000 people on this call. I would tell you guys, because you always want to know, we had 30 people sending donations this month. 30 people. So I don't see any reason for anybody to be complaining about something you're getting absolutely free every time that we're doing it. So how can you even get mad about it? Whether he's traveling around the country or I'm at my son's doctor appointment or whatever it is. I mean, because we're still paying for this and we're still doing it. So I just don't understand that. I mean, so I did see it. Ray didn't even see it, but I did. But it just kind of pisses me off. Guys always just making up bullshit or stupidness. You don't know what you're talking about. And we going through all these changes like we had to do here today to give you the information. And I don't care about the 30 people that done it. It's the 130,000 that don't. And that reason to complain. And you're not even paying anything, which we don't care about, but I'm just saying it's free. How can you complain about something that's free? Not even making sense to me. But I did want to get that part out today because it upset me that they were trying to blame him for something. And he's still got to make a living like everybody else does. He's still got to do what he needs to do in the midst of all this, so like everybody else does. So how could you get mad at that anyway? Just doesn't make sense. What else was I supposed to say? Anything? Okay, that's the bad part. All right. All right, let's go on and do a good call from here on. I guess that was a little frustrating. So, Ray, what did you tweet out or what did you put in the form? Blast that. Do we have Ray here? Do we hear? Ray, you hear us? Oh, see, there y'all done pissed him off now. He ain't even talking to you no more. Wait a minute. Yeah. Well, all I know, I could be talking to myself. Can you guys hear me?
Okay, how about now?
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Okay, let's see. Let's see. I'm losing track of my days now. Friday morning update. Right, because we didn't do a call on Wednesday. No update on Thursday. But some of this was like late Thursday night, early Friday morning. So we have announcements in Iraq indicating that after the EID holiday, there will be a surprise for all of the people of Iraq. And that surprise will be coming from the largest bloc that is currently being formed. And then also on Iraqi TV, it was being explained to the citizens on how to use their smartphones for banking needs and also sharing how to make deposits via the ATMs and some other advantages for using the ATM machines. So that was the update that went out for folks to read over.
And that's good information. We're excited about it. We should be hearing something over the weekend, whatever this exciting news is that they want to give us. So the situation in Iraq, guys, isn't much different from when it was on Monday. I know there's idiots out there telling you that I tell you 140 has to be done, this has to be done. And it goes 140 still will not be done the moment they announce the RV. Okay? Will not be done. So all this back and forth, and that's what's holding this up and everything else. They could have negotiated 140 3-4 months ago. They could have negotiated it 3 weeks ago if that's what was going to hold it up. Here's the thing. The Kurds have a list that they want, just like Saddam had a list that he wanted, just like the Sunnis have a list of things that they want to get out of this agreement. They all do. This is what I would like to have. They cannot and will not make an agreement. I mean, they can make an agreement on 140, but so what? They made an agreement in the past. That's what the whole thing about them going independent was. They've made several agreements and did what? Haven't lived up to any of them because that's what they do. A Biden's prime minister, if he doesn't want to do it, it still won't happen. And guess what? There's nothing anybody can do about it because they can agree all they want. It can't become law until when? Until there's a new government. Nobody now can go in. Parliament can't go in and vote on it. It can't go into the Gazette. None of it can happen. So it's not required. Hasn't ever been required and cannot be completed until after the new government is in place. So it's kind of stupid for somebody to come out and tell you, I told you it had to be done. It's been done 3, 4, 5 times over the years that we know of and still is not done. It's been agreed upon and still is not done and will not be required for us to see the new government or the RV. Because once they have the new government in place, we'll have nothing to do with the RV as we've been saying it for years. So let's get that out of place. Now, are they still talking? Are they still making agreements? All the news articles say yes, back and forth. This group is the largest bloc, and then this one says this group is the largest bloc. Same stuff we've been reading, but we will know at the end of EID, and that's what they're telling us. So we got 2 days to wait and find out who has formed the largest bloc. But it still looks like it's Saddam, looks like it's going to be a body for one reason and one reason only, and it's because of the United States of America. Because that's who we want in that position. Everybody knows it. Iran knows it. The enemies of the body know it. Everybody else knows it. And even Iran has acknowledged that, hey, if the U.S. does not get what they want, they're going to come in and take over the government, which they have the authority to do, and put who they want in charge anyway. So either give them what they want or they're going to come in and take what they want and declare a state of emergency and put him in charge either way, and then we're going to go from there. Now, what's causing all the problems in Iraq right this moment? With the rate of the dinar, the stability of the currency itself, of course, is the Iran sanctions. And we knew that was going to happen anyway if we didn't get it done before the sanctions started. So all this stuff, dragging it out, is just leading us from one problem to another problem to another problem until they actually announce it. What does that do for us or even for them? It puts the pressure on them to get the RV done because the currency is still going. Currency auctions are still going, which is helping with the corruption. The Iran is smuggling dollars out of the country, smuggling counterfeit dinar into the country, which is causing rate problems. Iranian influence in the city, the citizens are tired of Iran. They want them out of their government now. They don't want Maliki's group to be a part of it. They want the military gone out of their city. All this stuff is building, building, building. Now, everybody who believes in Abadi wants Iran gone. Everybody who's Maliki or Iran side, they want them to stay in there. So, again, and it's the southern part of where they're located at, where all the main issues are, but that's where they're smuggling all the money from. Counterfeit dinar in, U.S. dollars out, which, again, is creating a currency problem. So CBI has two choices. It can flood more dinar in, which we know they have an issue with because the lower dinars, the 50s, the 250s, the 100s, are being torn up. They're raggedy, and they have to print more of them and flood the market and to try to counter it. But how does that work when Iran is bringing in counterfeit currency to go against the dollar? So if the dollar is the problem, as common sense says, get rid of the dollar. Again, get rid of the currency auctions. Get rid of the dollar in the markets. Get rid of the dollar on the streets. And all of that is completed by revaluing the currency. That's all. Reinstating the Iraqi dinar, taking the dollar out of the country like they agreed to do months and months ago, all that goes away. The dollar's not on the street, the market. Iran cannot smuggle it the way they're doing it because the only people that's going to have them is the CBI. And they can't use them because of the sanctions. But that's the only way they can really control it, to get rid of it. So that's what we're looking for, and the pressure is on as far as that goes. We should over the weekend hear the biggest block. They say the first meeting is going to be one of 3 days, because I'm going to tell you, it came out the 28th, came out the 30th, and now we're hearing it might be the 1st of September. So we can keep going by news articles, what they say, and they can keep changing it like they do. Or we can just watch and see what they're actually doing instead of this. But time is of the essence. They know it is. As of the 5th of September, they do have to start paying the HCLs. And the plan, again, was to have the RI completed by that time when they made those payments. That was the plan. But, again, they keep changing the dates. But we're good. Okay? It's still good news. Because they're moving forward, and she'll hear something over the weekend. So, here's the other thing that we want to hear. And I'll tell you, I guess I have to stress it to some, idiots. Again, this call is free. You don't have to be on this call. You don't have to listen to this call. And that goes for all the other gurus out there. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. You know, why do you come and listen to something you don't like? I don't understand. You can't believe. You know? It's, definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting it to change. This call is not going to change. Sorry, guys. So let's get to the good part. I know y'all waiting for it. So the banks had meetings again. They're kind of like the others, so they're kind of getting prepared for you. So let's see here. I told you guys that they run tests. They run them every day now. blew the time up. They test them on all the systems every day to make sure everybody's ready to go. But the meetings, what's the day for everything? So the other day, I got to get to it. It was so much stuff. I was like, man, really? This is what they're talking about? Hold on, get now. They do have that they are expecting an active rollout next week. They are fixing some issues with bank transactions and that. They're saying there are now 73 countries that have verified they are ready to go. And there have been some bank issues, but they're cleared up. Now, here's the changes that we want. According to their latest meeting, they are now willing to give you $14,500 cash at the exchange. Up to $14,500, depending on which bank you're at. Anything over $10,000, you will have to fill out the pension form. It will go to the IRS if you take more than $10,000 cash. So they're saying at their meeting, you will have access to $100,000 on day one. You will get a debit card and a credit card on day one. And you will get proof of funds on day two. All the rest of your funds, proof of funds. And access to your remaining money. Okay? So, up to 14.5, if you want to fill out the form, so we can. 100,000 access that day. Next day, you have your remaining funds. And you do get a debit card because and a credit card. They also said they will have advisors there to help you make decisions about your money. If you feel you need one or a way to complete your exchange, they will have advisors there to help you through the process. Okay, they actually gave me the times when they complete the test and reset. They do feel that the final numbers were dropped in yesterday, so they're waiting for that. Because you will need two photo IDs or a copy of your birth certificate. Two photo IDs or a copy of your birth certificate during the transaction. A certified copy, not just a copy. So that means it has a stamp on it. Okay. There will be cash limits on the ZIM. Cash amount limits are not, There will be cash amount limits on the ZIM based on the bank that you go to. All of them will be structured payout. All of them is going to be structured payout. There will be cash limits that you can get based on where you complete your exchange. Okay. And, let me see. Okay, they gave me the order of payout, which I don't agree with that, so I'm not going to tell you that. But will you pay? All right. So that's what was going on. Let me see. I tried to get the different payouts, but they said it would be different at different banks. And I tried to get how is the structure going to work, but I couldn't get it because he wouldn't tell me. Because that's all I can tell you right now. So that's what we'll do. And Ray sent you guys what's going on tomorrow, I mean today on TV, with the smartphones, ATMs, getting ready again. And the 25th will be the announcement for the blocks. And now they're saying Tuesday would be the first meeting. So again, who knows? Depends on which paper you're looking at. But we do know they're getting it done within those 15 days of the Constitution. And everybody is saying, let's do it faster, sooner. So we're right there. Okay. If that was confusing to you guys, great. It was confusing to me. So I had him send it to me in writing. That's what he was telling me. I was saying, what? But no, I cannot send it to you in writing. But I just read it to you best I could. All right, Ray, that's all the news I got. If you have some other news.
No, that's it. We do want to, you kept referencing a hymn, so we want to make sure people didn't think that was the committee and the committee person.
Yeah, that was the bank. That was from the bank.
Right.
And that was a bank meeting, and that came directly from the meeting, which we sent it out to three other states to confirm it because it was a national meeting. So our national guidelines put out. Okay? That's
okay.
What it's
about? Let's see. Yes, make it easier for me for later on.
Oh, okay.
Jim in KC. You addressed part of his question, but the second part, McGurk has held meetings with Maliki. Do you think Maliki is cutting a deal for safe passage out of the country in exchange for not being the face of a civil war if he is arrested and tried?
It would be the smart thing to do, but no, I haven't heard anything about that. The only thing we've heard is that they will get him in the end. Maliki is still trying to cut a deal for the largest block. As of yesterday, he's still trying to divide Abadi's group up. He still has Iran backing him up, and they are backing him up because of the sanctions against him. They're still trying to get together somebody with Iran influence in there. So Maliki won't give it for two reasons. One is the Iraq citizens, where most of the Iranians are, want them out of the country, want them out of their city. So they're turning against them. And, you know, those are Abadi's people. And the second one is, as I've already told you in the news article put out, is that the U.S. either is going to get Abadi in there as prime minister, or they're going to declare a state of emergency and put him back in as prime minister. So that's what's going to happen. And Iran has already acknowledged that, even though they don't agree with it. That's what they think is going to happen. Okay?
Okay. Sexy Chocolate says, if you have already answered this question, go to the next. What does Iraq mean when they say they are forming the largest bloc?
They mean Republican, Democrats, independents, which are here in the U.S., people who run for government positions, they have 6-7 different groups, 365 seats. But even after they get through with the formal vote, they get to team up to build up their numbers to form the largest group or largest bloc. That's who gets to basically control the government, just like our Democrats do. But they get to pick the leader for the prime minister is what they really get to do. This time, I mean, traditionally, they took those blocks and they had quotas. So each one of them would get this many seats or this many things in parliament or get presidential positions. Well, now what they're trying to do is form a government without those quotas, and just may the best man win or the best man be placed in any position regardless of what sect they come from or what area they come from, just based on his own merit is what they're trying to do. I would see, say, you know, just like our government, but, I mean, we're watching television, obviously, and seeing that didn't really play a part in who got what position. Okay?
Okay, at last, 51. Has any of your sources given you any indication as to what the surprise the Iraqi people are supposed to get after the announcement of the largest block? Or what it may be?
I can't think of anything they can get except for the announcement of who the largest block is. And they may be surprised or shocked by that, which I don't know why they would, all the articles they put out. Unless they now know what they're going to do and everybody's facing the music, know how it's going to end, and they surprise them with an IV. But I don't know whatever else surprise they could get. Okay?
All right. Christian says, I understand what Tony explained about the humanitarian projects and being able to participate in those, but is that only if you exchange with that bank? I will be exchanging with a group, and I wonder if I could take my money to one of these banks that offer the humanitarian projects and invest after I am exchanged.
Shoot. You know what? They did explain that to me yesterday, and I forgot what he said. He did say, hold on, let me see. Nope. Not even in here. We did talk about my fault, guys. He did explain about the humanitarian groups and the banks. We need to know that's the part I don't have, he said. Oh, I forgot that part. Wait a minute. I'm thinking, let me see. The limit on the cash structured. I forgot that part. Sorry. Hopefully we'll talk about
okay.
It on Monday.
And I couldn't make it out. It was too noisy where I was.
Maybe we can get it after the call and Ray can put it in a blast or something. Because I did have that information about the humanitarian project. All right, what's next?
Okay. Let's see. Sunstar says, any retail vendor or airport news on activation of ATMs and lower fields that you can share?
No, I haven't gotten any. We tried to get an update earlier today, but I got was actually in some of the meetings that are taking place this morning, so we'll see if we can get something this evening. Again, if it's really good or he gives it out to us, we'll put it in the blast so you guys can get it. There's a lot of information coming out right now. Okay.
Okay. Number two, are service members still leaving Iraq and returning to the USA with an international rate?
I would think that they are. We haven't gotten any updates or any marks from anybody lately. But the last word we got from our guys that came back, our guys that are over there, and our civilian guys that are over there is that was the case. So we haven't gotten any change to that.
Okay. Tony, a few years ago, you thought maybe the dinar rate would RV higher with the British pound than the U.S. dollar. And be a better exchange for us. Do you still believe this?
Well, as long as the British dollar is more than the U.S. dollar, then that is going to be the fix.
Okay. Lightfirst says, can you explain about the Quantum FS and the RV?
No.
Is this software system will be implemented globally? Okay.
No.
All right. BJ says, I need to go to Philly this weekend and stay a week or two. Do you think the RV will go this week? And if so, is it possible I could exchange up there? I live in the neck of the woods.
live in the neck of the woods.
Oh, I live in your neck of the woods. Oh, I live in your neck of the woods. I missed the your part.
What?
I can say, you live in the neck of the woods. You need to move.
Yeah.
But she says, I live in your neck of the woods. So I guess that puts you over here in the Carolinas. Or is it to me or you? I don't know, BJ.
I don't know, but here's the deal. Guys.
Anyway.
If they're about to give me millions of dollars, and I'm getting on a plane going where I know I can excel. Now, first thing you do is try it. If nothing beats a failure but a try. Dial the number, and if they let you go exchange, then go exchange. Okay? But if not, you know where you can exchange, and is it worth it to get on a plane to do that? Because I don't care if I'm in the middle of the best vacation of my life. When they say, hey, $100 million is waiting for you, vacation ends, I go home, get my $100 million, go back to the vacation spot, and extend it for two more months. That's what would make sense to me. Okay.
Okay. Annie Oakley says, Ray, after the RV, will you be doing a seminar in Dallas? I don't think so, but I know one of the banking seminars that we're having, the bank meetings, Dallas is one of the locations for that. And we'll get that information up on the website when it's time to let you all know about that, the banking seminars. Let's see. Pay It Forward says, some time ago, Tony mentioned purchasing yuan when diversifying currencies. Is that still a good idea?
Well, it's always good to diversify, guys. I don't know that the yuan, well, I know it's not in this basket, so it may be in the next basket. But it depends on, you know, what you're trying to accomplish, long-term goals, short-term goals. But right now, like I said, diversify to make sure we hit some of these first groups that are going and in case something happened or didn't come out at the rate that you wanted it to. Next basket, as we said before, is going to be difficult. You're going to have to basically qualify. You have to go kind of go through your bank to get the amount that you want to get. Everything else is going to be some challenges because they want to make it harder than this one was. So, yeah, the yuan's always going to be a good currency.
Okay, next question from Pay It Forward. When I purchased my dinar, I thought I was getting a 25K note. Instead, I received 250 dinar notes. Am I going to have a problem during my exchange?
No.
Right. Okay.
No problem. As long as they're good notes. Yeah.
All right. NJ Gunga Din. Do we have to create a trust before we RV, or can a trust be created after we exchange, and will this have any tax implications? No, you don't have to create one before the RV. Most of you won't. You don't have the means to do it. So don't worry about it. Exchange in whatever capacity you are in, and then create your trust or whatever entity you want to create and move monies to those entities. Now, tax implications, I'm not sure what you're really asking. If you create a trust too early in exchange in it, oh, yeah, you're going to have some tax implications, 39.6% tax implications. With nothing to offset that gain, that's one hell of a wallop for you tax-wise. As opposed to exchanging in your personal name, if it's taxable, it's going to be a whole lot less, and then move it to trust, if that's what you meant by tax implications. So that's the best that I can tell you on that. And that was the last board question. So let's see, can we get a few live people in here on this Friday afternoon? First caller is a 631 area code. Let's see if this works.
Guys, can you hear me?
There we go. Okay, it worked.
No.
Yes, sir.
No.
No. So, has anybody betting on what the surprise is going to be on Monday?
No,
no, we're not
know
betting
what it
on
is?
It.
Could it be the RV?
Anything's possible, guys. I don't really know. I just saw the article. Are the banks ready for it? Yeah. To be perfectly honest with you guys, they ran their tests, everything else. And, yeah, they thought that it could go today, tomorrow. I mean, they're running it every day. But they feel that everything it is done. So, and it could, because there's nothing else requiring it except for CBI to be comfortable. Now, they're all in Jackson Hole, right? They're talking about it. All the CBI managers, everything, they're planning something, and the banks are getting informed of it, and they're ready to do it. So I'm not going to rule it out. I'm just going to tell you that's what it is.
It shouldn't go beyond next week or definitely into the September then, right?
It shouldn't be, but the first meeting of Parliament now is not until the 28th, the 30th, or the 1st. And if he's truly waiting to let's sign the name on the dotted line, then yes, it will go into September, because that's what he's truly waiting for.
Do you think they'll really do that?
Yeah, I think they could do it. They could do anything. They change their mind every other day.
maybe they should be weathermen. I don't know.
Yeah, well, close to it, and it's almost over any way you look at it, Beth.
Okay, well, I got surprised.
Here's my worst-case scenario.
Okay.
If it doesn't get done by the 5th and they drag it out, I think it could possibly go. Now, this is my worst-case scenario. I haven't heard a plan. Haven't heard anybody say it, anything else. I'm just thinking the worst they can do is take it into the new fiscal year, which is October the 1st, if they keep dragging it out. I haven't heard anybody say that. Everything I've heard is let's get it done, get it done, get it done. Let's get the government done. Let's not take the 15 days, anything else. And I know they're having meetings right now this morning. I'm trying to get it done, but that's the worst thing I could see.
Theoretically, it could happen this afternoon after the call or Monday morning.
That's right. It could.
Well,
we're going to have a big surprise tomorrow, Saturday.
Well, I got a surprise for you guys. You got an open invitation. You got an open invitation to come to New York and have some down-home barbecue in New York. But then I realized that we don't have any down-home barbecue in New York. So,
that's what I was going to say. What are you talking about? You don't even know what barbecue is in New York, do they?
I realized that, so I was thinking, how about pizza?
Is it a pizza or is it a pie?
Pizza pie.
Everybody else don't want to hear this. All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good weekend. All right.
281 area code. You are on.
Hi. Is that me?
That is you.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good afternoon, everybody.
All right.
Is it still afternoon with you, Tony, or is it morning?
Let me see. It is 11:36, so it's 39.
Okay.
It's still morning for me.
Good morning.
Okay.
This the lady with the husband.
Oh, you still got him?
Okay. I still got him, and he's a teacher, so I'm going to keep him. Hey, I just wanted to say, when they said Veronica on that last call, that was not me. Okay, you were supposed to have laughed. There you go.
Okay. I
had a question last time, and for some reason my phone kept turning off, and I don't have a Walmart phone anymore. Look, can you get a contract rate on the Dawn if you just have Dawn? This was a question that somebody else asked me to ask.
I would ask for a contract rate. Now, They say the contract rates are all used up, but none of us have gone through the bank. So how could they be all used up? I know I don't really want to get into that conversation, but anyway, I would go in there asking for a contract rate on everything.
Okay. Okay, and my next question is, I have a different state license than my husband, and because of military and just medically retiring out and everything, and but the my bills here where we're at, been here for the last year, is in my name, and our lease is up at the end of the month, and we didn't want to renew the lease because we were trying to wait on the RV to buy a house. So will we, you think we'll have a problem?
Have a problem signing the lease or not signing the lease?
No, no, with, because my license is in Texas. My husband's license is here where we are now. And our lease is, well, we have a problem with the different addresses. But on the lease is in, it's up at the end of the month, but it has my name on it, and the bills here have my name on it to show this address. You think we're going to have a problem?
Oh, see, first I thought you were talking about a business license. You're talking about a driver's license. Right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think it'll be a problem. That's where you've been living. Your mail goes there, you have your lease. It won't be a problem at all.
Yeah, everything comes.
Where you live. Just take your two forms of ID.
Okay, yeah, we have a, we have the original birth certificate. And I think we do need our marriage license too, right?
You do not need your marriage license.
Okay.
As long as both of you claim each other, you should be okay.
On the taxes?
No.
Oh,
I'm standing in the ring. But he might say, I don't know her.
I caught it. Hey, I know this might sound funny asking this. Stop it. When we go in, you said they'll give an ATM card and a credit card. But with both of us going in, will they only give one, or will they give both of us each one?
Yeah, you truly are from Texas, ain't you?
Yes,
but
I have to have everything. I got a lot of questions.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they will give each of you your own.
Hey, you just never know about what's going on, you know. You got better to ask. Now you've been talking to me. Yes, because
I already talked about you.
I know it. What does it mean when the banks say roll out?
Start the process.
See? Now somebody else say she might be a little loony. I ain't loony. It's better to ask if you
no,
don't
right.
know.
Look, it,
right.
it is. And they ain't saying nothing except she truly is from Texas. That's all they're saying. It's all right.
Stop. My last question, and I just my last one. You know, you say when we go in the first time, there will be a wealth manager. Will they go ahead and help us with the Amana project if we want it then, or do we still have to come back?
Yeah, they're not going to do all that during your project, guys. They have 30 minutes to do your exchange. So
okay.
They're going to try to get you set up as much as they can, then to make another appointment to decide what you really want to do.
Okay, okay. And we still should be able to still, you know, get the 800 numbers and go for it.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And I can't
we're
wait.
Waiting on her.
So you can stop talking to me about Texas.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good day.
All right.
We're just hoping that maybe something do come through the weekend. Well, you just never know. Y'all have a blessed weekend as well. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 707, you are on.
Good morning. Let me take my speaker off. Most of my questions, I think, have been partially answered, at least. One was, what is the IED? And when is it over?
EID. You mean the EID?
Okay.
Yes. What is it?
Over on the 25th, right. Tomorrow.
Okay,
tomorrow,
I thought that had been. Okay, that answers that question. With the humanitarian projects, the one that you mentioned with the IMF, are those still available?
They are available. Yes, they are. They will be available during the exchange, after the exchange.
Not during the exchange, but after. Is that correct?
Yeah, they'll be available. Yeah. You're not going to be able to do all that during your exchange, but afterwards, you let them know that's what you want to do. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you. 678 area code. You are on.
Hello, Tony. How are you this still morning?
That's right. I'm super fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm highly blessed. Thank you. And Ray, how are you this afternoon?
I am fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions. I have people who only have the Zim, and so they've just been kind of frantic lately about all the stuff going on about the Zim. Could you tell me, Tony, if you think that if this does run into September, that there's going to be a problem with exchanging the Zim?
I don't think there's going to be a problem. Again, as of yesterday, when they had their meeting, it is still on the screen. There's still a rate, and they still have a plan of how they're going to do the exchange of the Zim. So, and as I already told you, it'll be different rates depending on which bank that you go to, cash that they'll be able to give you up front based on that.
Okay.
No, I don't think there's going to be a problem there.
Okay. Well, when you were talking about limits on the Zim, was that just simply like in their structured payouts, the limits on how much money at a time would be coming in, or is that like a limit like they were talking about on how much Zim you can exchange?
I'm still not getting that, you know, because it's the second time. So, first of all, they said they were going to do payouts over 3 years, which I could see, okay, if somebody had one and maybe they haven't invested. Then it was going to be, he was saying something about the humanitarian project, and they wanted to, and I'm trying to remember as I'm talking to you, because he was telling me they're going to be looking for the humanitarian project, I mean, with the Zim, to pay him out. I haven't heard of any limit. Let me say that. The rate is still 16 cents. The longest structure I heard so far was the 3 years. And I'm trying to think. Was there anything else you said, Ray? You remember?
That seems about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I am going to call when I get off here. And I am going to try and tell me one more time. And then, like I said, we'll try to put something in there and give you guys some kind of direction if we can.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds wonderful. And so far they still have all of them in the basket, right? Because I know you said that if this ran past the end of August, that it's a possibility that, or if somebody else got something finished first, then it might change the dynamic. But have you heard any more about that, an update or anything on that?
Yeah, well, they're not going to get it finished by the 1st of September. I knew that. I know of right now, today, that we know was in the basket, that is no longer in the basket, is the Real. And it was taken out actually months ago. So it is the only one I know that has been removed from the basket.
Okay. All right, well, I guess that concludes the questions that I can think of that I had. I just have people because all they have is Zim. And I know you say get dong, and I have told everybody that, but fortunately some are just not able to actually get it. So since that's the only one that they have, they get a little bit concerned, I guess I should. Well, I know have went and got some dong, so I told him Tony said so. But I just want to thank you guys again so much for all your hard work. And Tony, we're still praying for your son. We hope everything, you know, continues on the positive side, and his recovery is very, very swift and good. And I just want to thank you all. And I'm sorry that there are people out there that don't understand that you guys have lives. Because whenever the calls are postponed or not having it, I figure either something has come up, there's not really any different information, or, you know, something's happened. So I just appreciate you whenever you are able to be on the call, and whenever you're not, I understand that. So everybody out there, you need to just understand that Tony and Ray both have lives and have things they have to take care of too. So we appreciate you so much, and we thank you. And God bless.
All right, thank
you. Let me ask you a question before you go.
Yeah.
You said you have some friends that all they own is Zim, and they can't afford to buy anything else. Have they stopped buying Zim?
They only have like one hundred trillion anyway. Some of them do. That's all they have. And that was actually gifted. So.
Okay. So they don't even have $50 to work with to try to get some
Zim. Ray, there's a lot of people out here that actually just live almost hand to mouth from week to week, month to month.
I understand.
So,
right, but I have to ask the question.
And me myself, go ahead.
And so I just have to ask the question to not automatically assume that everyone is in the same basket. And I'll give you an example. I have some people that will tell me, well, we don't have any more money to buy currency. Well, they have money, but they just don't have any more money to buy currency. You know, they have an income coming in, but they can't just squeeze off to buy any more currency. Then there's some people that don't have any more money coming in, period. And where I was going with this was, do they have a retirement? If they have a retirement plan, they have money that they can tap. They just don't know how to tap it. So what I'm going to do for you, because I like you so much and I like them so much, even though I never met them, it's kind of difficult to like somebody you never met before, but because I like you, I'll like them. And do you have my number?
I don't. I just have this number.
You don't have my number.
Calling.
Okay.
No.
Right. So I'll contact you, and providing providing your people in this category. So you check with them. I'll send you my information. Then you let me know if they have a retirement plan, any type, 401k, IRA, SEP, KEO, if they have any type of qualified plan. Now, they can't spend that money, but I can show them how to tap it for their future retirement and can acquire some currencies that way. So it'll be available for them when they reach retirement age.
Okay.
Even though
I don't know.
Where there's a will, there's a way. All right, so I'm going to contact you, send you my number, and then you let me know if you have anybody in your group that fits that category, and I'll spend 10, 15 minutes with them on the phone and tell them how to tap that which they have for their future benefit.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll have to ask them because I actually don't know the answer to that question. So I will find out, though. And thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate that. And I like you, too. And you, too, Tony.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed day.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. Are you on a cell phone or a landline?
I am a cell phone.
Okay. I'll text you over my my number.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
All right.
Wait, hold on before you go to the next person. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hey, okay, guys, somebody here asked me about the 16 zeros on the 100 trillion that and said that one of the other calls they were on, the guy was telling them that it definitely positively will not be any zeros removed, and they're going to pay out on that, which we talked about. It like, okay, dollar, they're going to give them $100 trillion. So I laughed at him and I'm like, okay, because some idiots will say anything. But I shouldn't have really just laughed at him because guys, they are not going to remove any zeros. And we actually have explained this probably 1,000 times, and I didn't go through it, so I want you to understand they will not remove any zeros off of the currency. They originally were going to remove 6 zeros, but they couldn't move 6 zeros off each denomination. So instead of removing zeros, they added zeros in front of the 16 cents that it was going to be. So it's 0.0000016, because they can apply that to every denomination. So that's the way they decided to calculate it instead of removing the zeros off. I want to make sure everybody understood that. So when somebody tells you they're not removing the zeros, they're absolutely correct. They're not removing any zeros from any denomination other than they're adding 6 zeros on the right side of the decimal and then putting the read in. It's just that simple. Okay, Ray, what are you going to say?
I was just going on to the next caller when you're ready.
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
Okay. 865. We can squeeze a few more in here. We're at the top of the hour, but 865, you are on.
And hi, Tony. Appreciate your taking my call. Do have a couple of questions for you. Long time ago, that we had been advised or was floating around of, just be sure that you have a little bit more cash on hand, sort of for a cash cushion. Now there seems to be stuff floating around saying, don't do that. Get it back into the bank because the dollar may be losing so much value that you aren't going to have much purchasing power. What say you in terms of that? Is that anything that we need to be concerned with?
Okay, I'll switch it over my headset. So a lot of people are saying you should keep dollars in your pocket, and some people are saying keep your money in the bank.
Right.
So which should you do?
Mainly because of the purchase value, you know, purchasing power.
Okay. It really doesn't make any difference, guys. Because a dollar is still a dollar, whether it's on your credit card, your checking account, or you're wiring it to somebody, or you're handing it to them, the value is going to be the same. The only reason people would want to keep physical dollars if they think the banking system was going to collapse, or if they think there's going to be a run on the bank and you could only get a limited amount of dollars per week, is the only reason you would really need money outside of the bank. Other than that, we're going to a digital community, a digital world, digital currency, and it's not going to make a difference whether you have $10 in your bank or $10 in your hand. It's going to buy the same thing.
I was hoping that would be what you would be advising folks. Thanks for the assurance. Confirmation and the like, because there's been a lot of, you know, kind of, I think, alarmed individuals out there. Just wanted to have your calming influence on that. Second question, if I may, to segue over, the symposium for central bankers and the like is going on in Jackson Hole, Wyoming right now. It's supposed to be concluding tomorrow, end of the Eid holidays tomorrow, that sort of thing. But have you heard who is attending and representing Iraq at this meeting, or are they kind of in absentia there? Haven't heard much on this particular symposium, unlike prior years when there was all sorts of hype going on with that meeting.
I wonder why not, though.
That's what I'm asking you, why not?
No, but you're right. We haven't heard a list. Nobody's made any comments. The Federal Reserve hasn't made any comments. Nothing like prior years. So all I could think is probably at the end is they want to surprise you with something.
Okay. Okay. We'll be looking tomorrow, and, you know, who knows. Okay, third question, if I may. Tony, around 2:41-ish this afternoon as you were talking, heard you say something to the effect of they're saying the contract rates are all used up. And kind of went on very quickly to something else, but does that statement apply to all currencies? Because there have been references that there have been contract rates floating around, not just for dinar, but for some of the other currencies that we hold. What do you mean by that? Is it all of them or just dinar?
No, not dinar at all.
Okay.
We already went through that. There's definitely contract rates for the dinar. It was agreed. Now, they were saying that the contract rates, well, just like they did for the dinar, that they were being used for the dong. And I said, well, how could that be? Because we haven't got paid yet. So who's using the contract rate?
Right.
Even though they did give us an excuse. But I'm telling you, go in there and ask for it anyway. So it'll be contract rates for each currency, the dong, the dinar, and the zim.
Okay.
And nothing beats a fixture but a try. So I'd be going in there saying, this is what I want.
Good enough. Appreciate the clarifications and the like. And with that, adding on 10 days to whenever this happens, that's going to be when our 10-day Pay It Forward TNT Super Fantastic-er project will be. Looking forward to doing that. And again, thanks for all your insight and calming assurances. We appreciate it. And have yourself a great Friday and a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. All
right. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. Well, we've topped into the next hour, so let's go ahead and wrap this one up, Tony, and get ready for the weekend.
Okay. All right, guys. Sorry about the complications to get the call started, but, you know, they'll do anything for us not to bring you the information. No, just joking. We don't know what happened. Anyway, glad we got it through. Look for good news. There's good news coming out all the time, even though the banks have been quiet earlier during the week. They got a lot of information out, got it confirmed by a lot of different banks in different states that these are their latest procedures and what they're planning right now. So, again, lets us know they're saying they're getting ready every day. They have a certain time frame every morning that they go through, do their check, and then they have to send through. And they get a green light. And actually, it's not even green, but I just wasn't going to say the real color. But everybody goes through and they get that light on to make sure everything's okay. And then they're ready to go. They're just waiting for the go signal. Again, they're briefing all their people, all the people who are involved in the process. And it could be at any day now. Iraq is there. They're putting the information out. They know that people are anticipating this. They know they need to get things going. They say they're going to make some announcements at the end of EID, the largest block. They're going to have their meeting, go through it, you know, parliament, deputies, president, speaker, prime minister, get the government moving as fast as they can. And somewhere in there, we should see what we've been looking for, which is the RV, or immediately after that. I can't tell you which one. I can tell you what they're hoping and praying for, but we know they put a whole lot of things in the paper, and very few of them actually get accomplished without getting changed again and again and again. But at some point, it has to end, and I think we're at the end. So enjoy your weekend. If anything happens, we'll put a blast out. We'll put a tweet out. And we will do a call. So just relax, enjoy yourself. We got this. Right, Ray?
That's right. Keep believing, folks, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. excited about your future.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back in touch.